Agatha Raisin and the Curious Curate by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin was beginning to feel that nothing would ever interest her again. She had written to a monastery in France, to her ex-husband James Lacey, who, she believed, was taking holy orders, only to receive a letter a month later saying that they had not heard from Mr. Lacey. Yes, he had left and promised to return, but they had heard or seen nothing of him. So, she thought miserably, James had simply been sick of her and had wanted a divorce and had used the monastery as a way to get out of the marriage. She swore she would never be interested in a man again, and that included her neighbour, John Armitage. He had propositioned her and had been turned down. Agatha had been hurt, because he had professed no admiration or love for her. They talked from time to time when they met in the village, but Agatha refused all invitations to dinner, and so he had finally given up asking her. So the news that the vicar, Alf Bloxby, was to get a curate buzzed around the village, but left Agatha unmoved. She went regularly to church because of her friendship with the vicar's wife, regarding it more as a duty than anything to do with spiritual uplift. Also, because of her friendship with Mrs. Bloxby, she felt compelled to attend the Carsley Ladies' Society, where the village women discussed their latest fundraising projects. It was a warm August evening when Agatha trotted wearily along to the vicarage. She looked a changed Agatha. No make-up, sensible flat sandals and a loose cotton dress. Miss Sims, the secretary...